Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Chuck Bonnerilla, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up.
That's right. Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. In fact, I saw Dr. Jack today. It was a couple of months ago. I fell on the ice, and I don't know why I waited so long to have him go address it, but he did, so I'm better. So I highly recommend Mountain West Wellness. So lots to talk about today. Rhino Queen Barb Kirkmeyer struck a deal with the devil Democrats. We'll talk about that. But first, wanted to jump on this. I don't even know what you would call it. It's not an article. It's not an editorial. It's a, I don't know what, a fantasy piece.
Opinion piece.
Well, it's not even opinion because it's just made up by Heidi Ginnall.
That's not an opinion.
Well, yeah, Heidi Ginnall and the Rocky Mountain News. Not Ro- Rocky Voice. Mountain News, Rocky Mountain Voice. And we have,
really?
I know, I'm going to make my rifle. Former Colorado Republican Party Vice Chair Hope Shepelman is with us on the phone because, Hope, I saw you kind of reached out about this too. So first, let me say welcome. Thank you to the show. Thank you for joining the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Heidi, well, initially, this piece came out as an article in the Rocky Mountain Voice, and we'll talk about it. It's kind of attacking Dave Williams. I mean, the Dave derangement syndrome continues, even though he's no longer the party chair, attacking him. But the thing is, it's completely full of inaccuracies. And I saw you put out, and they sent it out to everybody in the state central committee. And I see you had responded just a couple of hours ago saying, hey, you know, the Rocky Mountain Voice says, oh, we build trust through truth.
Yeah.
And this is anything but. So why don't I let you explain what's your problem with this piece? And we'll go through maybe piece by piece too.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you guys for having me. And sorry I couldn't be on Zoom with you guys. I'm just having some technical difficulties today with my internet.
That's okay.
So basically, when I read through this piece, I would the inaccuracies are throughout the entire thing. And basically, I think what happened, and this is just my assumption, because we all know that Ms. Ginnall ended up actually having to step away for just a little bit because of surgery.
Right.
And it looks like one of her journalists just edited it, this and updated it willy-nilly and literally just put in whatever they thought was factual. And so I'm here to actually... half of this stuff is absolutely false.
And
well, part of the problem with it is the factual situation is convoluted. So you've got to be following it a lot or else you're going to get it wrong. And obviously the person who wrote this was told to write it and they got a lot of stuff wrong. I don't think intentionally. I don't think they knew what they're doing.
But they were informed that it was wrong. I texted Heidi and said, hey, this is wrong. And she's like, she disagrees. And I get that she is on medication and stuff like that. But my problem with this is, and we'll go through it, they now know it's wrong. And therefore, they have an obligation to correct.
They don't know what's wrong because they don't know what it is. They're too confused.
Right.
Even.
Well, I disagree.
And that's exactly that's exactly why I sent the email that I sent out this morning or this afternoon, is because of the fact that we were not even extended the opportunity to go through our side of what has actually happened.
Right.
You know, I had a conversation with former chairman Dave Williams. He said, no, nobody reached out to him. I know for sure they never reached out to me, nor did they reach out to Anna. So,
right.
I mean, regardless of this person did not know if, you know, telling one side or not, the appropriate thing for journalistic, as you guys know, is to reach out to both sides And then there's a standard and responsibility.
Right.
What happened here is complete. It's biased. It disregards the full story. And I am actually demanding a retraction and making
right.
sure that the appropriate response is put in there.
Well, and this is all, once again, and the Unity Party is doing this. So folks, that we were talking about, because we've talked about it last time on the show. So the former Colorado Republican Party leadership under Dave, Hope, and Anna, but on behalf of the Colorado Republican Party, filed a lawsuit when Britta Horn, Todd Watkins et al. Held their fake coup, the meeting that the judge ruled was illegal, so they couldn't just elect themselves chair people, right, and vice chair. But that cost the party $100,000. So they filed a lawsuit seeking to hold those guys accountable for the $100,000.
And why they're accountable is because they were raising money and spending money,
right,
purportedly on half of the Republican. They're saying, we the Republican, give us, we, the Republican Party, which was Todd and all the other ones, money, because we're the party. And so they deprived the party of all the funds that should have gone to the real party,
and then,
not their fake one.
Yep. And here, Britta has an enormous conflict of interest because she and her attorneys screwed up, or either just in arrogance or ineptitude, ignored a court order to respond, which means the judge could issue a default judgment against Britta, leaving her on the hook for the whole $100,000.
And moreover, they had already asked for an extension twice.
Right.
Twice she did.
Whoa!
It's a party time here at the house.
Let me just, the computer tipped over
it's,
there.
It's a hurricane. Who knows what it is here?
So Britta is conflicted. She put out.
Her attorney is conflicted. She's not conflicted.
She put out a press release basically saying that she was just waving her magic wand and all this was going away. And then, because I want to go through this sort of piece by piece so people understand. And then Heidi Ganahl of the Rocky Mountain Voice put out this hit piece where they say that Dave Williams and all of the rest of us are refusing to let go despite the Colorado Republican State Central Committee's move to dismiss the contentious lawsuit. Well, that's just a flat out lie. I mean, I'm a voting member. Chuck's a voting member. We never voted to dismiss it. In fact, the only time the Republican Party as a body weighed in on the lawsuit was to approve it. So, and that's just a lie, right? The State Central Committee, Hope, has never moved to dismiss the lawsuit.
Which lawsuit are you seeing?
Exactly. And that is, when I reread this, and that is what actually, you know, spiked up my hackles and made me very frustrated this morning. I was just, you know, I woke up in a good mood and then all of a sudden I'm like, holy cow, that this whole sentence, the very first paragraph is a complete lie. The last sentence of that paragraph is a complete lie, because we all know that it takes a lot for the SEC to get together.
Right.
They did not have, and I'm not an SEC member anymore. I do have a lot of friends that are SEC members, and I went.
Yeah, we're members.
We're members.
Did you guys have a Zoom meeting? Was there a call?
Send out this outrageous thing. Well, okay, so that's a lie. Then the other thing they're talking about, they're digging in an illegal standoff that seems more about ego than justice. Once again, I will point out that somebody's ego prompted them to ignore the court order. So now Britta Horn could be on the hook for $100,000. That's not Matt Arnold's fault or the committee's fault. That's their fault. And this is just her effort to weasel out of accountability there. Another thing they talk about, when they talk about the Arapahoe County case, remember this all started when Britta sued you and Dave and Anna saying you were impersonating county officers, right? Which was also not true. And they make that sound like that was what happened. I mean, they completely misrepresent, wouldn't you say, what was actually going on in the courts?
Right. So just to kind of, reel back everything, obviously the coup tried to have this fake meeting in Brighton, right? And there was this question, and a controversy had already been brought up about the signatures, if they were valid, if they were not valid. We had an SEC meeting and a state executive committee meeting, and that was voted out that basically, no, the signature, the petition was irrelevant. It did not meet the standards. And they would have to prove to us with receipts from those who signed the petition. So then move forward, they tried to have this fake meeting. We continue to tell them they cannot, they cannot, they cannot. And then they just went through. And so, yes, we tried to put a temporary restraining order on that whole thing. Unfortunately, the judge did not withhold that. And then, yes, to your point, we, Dave Williams, myself and Anna Ferguson, got sued personally for quote unquote impersonating the state officers when they held their second fake meeting. And we were sued personally.
And they were the ones who were impersonating the officers. And all of that then led to the state Republican Party on behalf of the party. It's not on behalf of you or Dave or Anna. You're not there anymore, right? But on behalf of the party to recover the money that these people cost. And here's another false statement. In this, the Rocky Mountain Voice article says, the SCC argues that the committee that was set up to investigate this, that Horn disbanded it. Well, first of all, the SEC doesn't argue anything, right? The SEC, I mean, that's just a lie.
There's been no SEC meetings, in part because she hasn't appointed the SEC members yet.
And it goes on to say the SEC calls it a permanent independent rogue subcommittee. No, we didn't. We're SEC members.
Nope. We didn't
no,
call
we
it.
Didn't do that. And I mean, and even if we did call it that, Britta can't she can't, it says she disbanded the committee. She can't disband the committee. Whoever wrote this, either willfully or ignorantly, it has no clue about how the rules work, which neither does Britta, by the way, not getting fired up.
Exactly. And that is the case in point right there. Britta has no idea how the state party runs, and people need to understand that. You know, she has people, her lawyers putting this out, you know, an email to the SCC, and it's talking about her unilateral wave of the wand, like you guys had mentioned, to dismiss this lawsuit. No, she cannot.
No.
Because
well,
this was
last
actually,
time I checked, and this memorandum, I think, to the SCC members is full of Latin phrases. Well, the average person these days, and that's for the last 2,000 years, except for lawyers, don't speak in Latin. So I know Britta doesn't know Latin. So, gee, who could have written this memorandum? Was it their lawyers? Yes, it was. And so you just have this somewhat dense individual, sort of, you don't know who's home, and her lawyers are sending out a memorandum on her claiming it's her.
And again, I mean, back to Heidi Ganahl of the Rocky Mountain News, of the Rocky, I keep calling the Rocky Mountain Voice.
You gotta get more sleep.
I know, I didn't need to get more sleep. I mean, for them to put in, these are just lies, right? It is just a lie that the SEC has said any of this, because the SEC has not said any of this. And then they're putting that Britt has disbanded it and that they won the lawsuit. None of that is true. And I wanted
and
to ask-
And it doesn't mention the El Paso.
Right, it doesn't matter.
The original lawsuit. And then the counter lawsuit.
Right.
You won the original lawsuit, and now you're proceeding ahead with the counter lawsuit. They're trying to get rid of it because it makes Britta responsible for hundreds of thousands of dollars or $100,000. So she's taking
her
lawyer.
Go ahead.
I mean, let's think about this. You know, if we ended up at the state level having to spend $100,000, and I'm just going to put out some numbers because I have no idea how much they spent on their side. If we spent $100,000 on our side, how much did they spend? Our lawyers were, you know, they ended up actually getting some very, very high and expensive lawyers. If we spent $100,000, I can only guarantee you they spent that much, if not more. In total, if you think about that, that's around $200,000 that our candidates should have gotten for the 2024 race. They stole money from those candidates. Yep. And I want to dig into one thing here in this this article. One thing that a lot of people talk about, but they don't talk about the actual truth, right? They only bring up what they want to hear. So So when in this article, they talk about the endorsement candidates didn't fare well, 14 to 18 losses, 14 of 18 losses. So let's talk about that. We at the state level endorsed 106 candidates, one of them being President Donald J. Trump. And with that, if you actually do the math, that is 86% of the 106 people that we actually endorsed, and they won.
Right.
They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the 86% of the endorsements that we won at the state party.
Right. Well, exactly. And they're also, I mean, the whole thing is trying to mislead people about what happened. And I want to ask you about this, because this, I know from talking to people, is also a lie. It says Horn was promised renewal, but Williams's, quote, smooth transition pledge has proved hollow. Missed meeting, vague responses, and blocked access has granted the new team. That's a flat out lie, too, isn't it, Hope?
That is a flat out lie. So as you guys know, we ended up working 24/7 because of the Bannon a centennial dinner that got canceled multiple times. We were working 24/7. So with that stated, former chairman Dave Williams put together an amazing transition book, brought it to the office. We ended up actually having the centennial dinner was on a Friday. The state org meeting was on a Saturday, and we were all cleaning up and taking things apart and doing things on Sunday. I can guarantee you that some people need some rest, right? You know, they need a little bit of that. I was traveling home.
Right.
So we had Monday and Tuesday off. They got everything, the transition book, everything on Wednesday morning.
Well, when did they require they call Dave up and ask for a meeting on Monday?
Yeah, my understanding is, yeah.
No, as far as I know,
they didn't call any of us. I still have not gotten a call from the new vice chairman. Anna Ferguson still has not gotten a call from the new secretary. None of us. I have reached out prior to the actual meeting. I had a conversation with the new vice chairman prior to the election and said, hey, whatever you guys need, however the election, you know, turns out, contact me, let me know what I can do to help. No, they have not contacted any of us. So that is a blatant lie right there in this article.
Right. Well, and again, this is a unity party, right? This is the party that ran on, oh, we're going to unify everything. Once again, you guys didn't start this. The lawsuit existed. It's not anyone's fault except their own that Britta and her lawyers screwed up the filing. So now they could have a default judgment for over $100,000 issued against them. And that's what this is all about. These people are just trying to preserve themselves and weasel out of accountability. And they keep saying this is Dave Williams trying to hang on to power. No one's trying to cling on to power here. This is just the Republican Party saying, you have to be accountable for this money, and also saying, Britta, you can't just wave your wand and make this stuff go away. I mean, and you can't just say you're the state central committee. You can't put out lies about this kind of stuff. And I saw on social media, the sad thing is that the Rocky Mountain Voice and Heidi Ganahl had a decent reputation. So I think people saw it and said, well, is this true? And
right.
You know, they're leaving it up there. I mean, it is absolutely journalistic malpractice, but I mean, even if it was an editorial, you don't get to just make stuff up, right? There has to be, you can have opinion, but you can't just say the SEC said when the SEC did not say.
Right. And to your point, that is very accurate, because as the state party representative for almost 2 years, you know, we've had multiple journalists reach out to us for specific things, right? And, you know, if they could not get a quote from us one way or another, they just didn't print it. They just don't willy-nilly put in whatever they want. You know, it is important that if you're going to be a reputable journalist or reputable article or whatever, that you need to have facts, true facts.
And then again, and when it's pointed out that it's inaccurate, to simply switch it now what you're calling it a column, that doesn't any good. And again, these are the people who are the claiming, oh, they're unity, right? So now they're going to say we're being divisive by pushing back and saying, oh, this isn't
Well,
true.
it's such a bizarre unity. They spent the whole last year disrupting all the election efforts by phoning fake meetings, by bringing lawsuits, making the party spend all its funds. The day they win, they go, "Oh, we're going to unify everything for you." Yeah, sure. Yeah, you're going to
We
unify.
know it. Yeah, we know it. This is not about unity, and we know that for a pure fact. I mean, look at, like, to Chuck's point, we could have stopped all of this from the very beginning if they would have showed us receipts. I mean, this whole article is completely disgusting in my opinion. Let's talk about the July 19th, my quote unquote under the bridge meeting. Let's talk about that. So Gregory Carlson was actually, who is the state parliamentarian at the time, was on Zoom during that. And that is actually something that you can do per Robert's rules. And it's what's it it is something called to set the date to adjourn. And the interesting thing, Chuck and Julie, about that is during the org meetings for the county, there was a handful of counties, I would say around 7 to 10 counties, that reached out to me and Dave Williams and Anna Ferguson and said, hey, we can't have our reorg meetings on the specific dates that are, set in stone. Is there any option? And we gave them to Gregory Carlson. Guess what Gregory Carlson offered to them? The same thing he offered to the state party. You can do to set the date to adjourn, which is a parliamentarian. It is in Robert's rules. It is something you can do. And that is what around 10, 7 to 10 different counties did. And it was something that, hey, we were coming back from the RNC there in Wisconsin in July. Chairman Williams was having a baby soon. And to be honest with you, we set a date and that's what we went with. And if they didn't want to comply with that, so be it.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't trickery. They're the ones doing trickery. And as we have pointed out, they somehow or another, perhaps Britta Horn just thinks, she doesn't need to hold SEC meetings. She can just declare, just like she can declare the lawsuit is out, no matter what the judge says, right? We don't need judges if you're there, if you're at, on their side of the party. Silly judges, they just get in the way of things. You don't need an SEC. You just say what the SEC says. And again, I think what is it's Britta's stuff that you put out about that is ridiculous enough. But when the Rocky Mountain Voice and Heidi Ginnall knows better, right? Heidi Ginnall has been around politics. She knows how it's played. She knows what the SEC is. She knows how the whole thing works.
Right.
And I think you're right, Hope. I think they need not just a correction, they need a complete retraction and just need to say, hey, we got
Yep.
this whole thing wrong,
And,
Well, and
but
Heidi has my phone number. She's texted me multiple times, not about this, but about other things. We've had multiple conversations about other things. Why wouldn't somebody who is actually, if she's giving this article to somebody else to edit, why wouldn't they reach out? I mean, the reason is because they don't want the truth to get out there. They only want their narrative, and we know that. They only want their narrative to get out there. And the other thing is that that's very telling about all of this is Heidi Ginnall ended up endorsing Britta Horn very early in all of this.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and again, it they're I think it smacks of desperation, right? I think that that side, the Coosters, Britta and the Coosters, are worried that the judge, because there is an actual lawsuit that's been filed, and if you don't want this committee to intervene on behalf of the party, well, then there are motions that you file. You don't just launch this PR campaign, and the only reason you launch a PR campaign is if you're trying to win the court of public opinion because the court of law may very well not be on your side, and you could be on the hook for $100,000.
And you would think that, I'm hoping that her attorneys knows this. I mean, there was, you know, a lawsuit filed, all this stuff. And, you know, you just, I agree with you guys. You cannot just wave a wand and make this go away. What really happened was the most devastating thing here in Colorado for this coup to try to take over in the most critical election. Thank goodness President Trump was elected. Thank goodness we were able to get and flip some seats up at the state. I mean, let's talk about the legislator right now. I mean, it's, we shouldn't be having to talk about this.
No.
Right now, what is happening at the state assembly right now is egregious beyond, I cannot even fathom all the things that are going to be going through with these bills. But yet we're focused on this.
Well, and I think, you know, and before we let you go, I want to ask you this sort of a final question I want to ask you. Is like, and Chuck has some too. But I mean, I have noticed, because I see your Facebook posts, you are attending. I mean, the legislation, the things they're doing with parents' rights, with guns, with everything at the state capitol. But there's, now they're using our tax dollars so we can sue ourselves over Tabor. And instead of addressing that, this is what the, this is the kind of nonsense that the new Unity Party is stirring up. It's like, I would say, hey, Rocky Mountain Voice, hey, Riddlehorn, maybe you should just kind of, you know, listen to Hope Shepelman's Facebook posts about what's going on at the state capitol, because somebody needs to be paying attention to that.
Right. And I promised, as I was making the phone calls to the SEC members and even talking to them afterwards, I am not done. Yeah. You know, I may not have a title, but it's important that we fight here in Colorado for the real true things that are happening. You know, you have patriots like Ken DeGraff, you have Stephanie Luck, Brandy Bradley, that are out there just, you know, every single day out there just fighting for us. You know, with Tabor, all this crazy stuff they're trying to take away, you know, Tabor, you know, all this stuff with the, you know, our kids, there's almost $14 million for a bill that they're going to be trying to ram through to take away parental rights for kid, for the parents, if they do not call them by their, you know, their pronouns or whatever this is. I mean, this is just absurd. And we have a bill that's sitting on the governor's desk that if he doesn't sign it by the 13th, it goes straight into law. And now we're going to have FOID cards and we're going to have all of this. I mean, this is the stuff we need to talk about, not this crazy stuff. And this state leadership, I don't care what people are saying, well, you need to give them time. No, you don't need to give them time. They knew what they were getting into. And if they weren't going to put their tushes in gear from day one, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing by uniting the party. So no, I am going to continue moving forward without them then.
Well, yeah, and that's great, and you absolutely should. But there is logic. You know, you kind of go, well, this is illogical. Why would the Republican Party act this way? And you always have to go back. There's one huge divide. How do you elect your general election candidates from the Republican Party? Do you have an open, what's called an open, which is unaffiliated, Democratic meddling, or do you have a liberated primary where it's just Republicans voting for candidates who want to uphold the Republican principles? There's no question that you look at our legislature, all but the people you just identified and a few others all have D's and F's on the Liberty scorecard. They're very close to the Democrats. And that's what they want to retain. And we'll talk about a little bit later one of the dirty moves that
Barb Kirkmeyer
pulled in one of Bill's, sticking in a lot, Rose Puglisi. But they're trying desperately to get rid of the opt-out, get rid of the lawsuit.
I don't want to confuse it with the other one.
Yeah. And that's what they want to do, because they want semi-Democrats. And they'll do anything to do that. Bob Kirkmeyer got elected by an enormous amount of money from New York by Fox.
Catherine Murdoch.
Catherine Murdoch. So, you know, it isn't for nothing they're doing this. This is to make, do you want a Republican Party that stands for nothing? What they call a big tent. Well, their big tent means you're going to be part of the Democratic tent. That's whose tent.
That's how big it is.
That's how big it is. So it isn't for nothing. They're trying whatever they can to make sure that unaffiliates. You have to remember in Colorado, 50% of the voters now are unaffiliated. And Republicans are around 20%. So you have a primary, we have 50% Republicans and 50% affiliated. The affiliates will swamp the Republicans, just absolutely swamp them. And so there has to be a recognition that you won't have a two-party state. You'll have a one-party state. And that's what these people want. That's where they get their money from.
Yeah.
And so it's not Republicans voting and bickering with each other. It is the one remaining group that they don't control, the grassroots, versus the left-wing of the Republican Party and the Democrats. And Colorado's not unique. That's same with Germany. The second biggest party, the middle conservatives, left-wing conservatives, joined with the socialists to form a government. They don't want to form it with the right wing. That's true in lots of other places. So if you're a populist party, you can count on whatever they call mainstream Republicans are really Democrats in sheep's clothing.
Right. And so, and that's what they're afraid of. I mean, we already know that, you know, Barb Kirkmeyer, when I was sitting on the stage during the state reorg party there, it was interesting to see her try to whip the votes.
Yes.
And we saw certain elected officials during that, you know, on the 29th last month, try to whip the votes. They are scared about us trying to close the primary. And one thing that Britta has to understand, that the state assembly in April of last year ended up actually telling the SCC what they want to do, meaning they want to close the primaries, they want to opt out, and that was overwhelmingly. And if
yes.
they don't believe that, they can go to their website, which they have access to now, as well as all of the videos from all the state parties, and you can see the crowd standing up. How many people voted for that?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I agree with you. Barb Kirkmeyer, if she's going to run for governor or whatever, you know, the only way
well,
she
well,
can
good
do
luck,
it
Barb,
is
because,
to petition on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good luck, Barb, because you can't win. So don't bother.
Nope.
Don't bother, Barb.
Nope.
So we can turn to talk about Barb Kirkman now. So hope we will let you go. Thank you.
Thank you. And
for everything.
Thanks for keeping up the good fight.
These comments here, they're calling you a queen warrior. So, so thank you.
You're welcome, you guys, and call me anytime. Okay.
We will.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
There's some great, great comments Bye-bye. Here. Let me, should we read some of the comments?
Yeah,
or?
Why not?
Okay. So here we have, wait, let me, I don't want to tip the computer over again. From Jim, why anyone would want to support the Republican Party with its current leadership in Colorado is beyond me. Dump them and start over with a new party. the GOP endorsed 100, this is what Hope was saying, 106 candidates in 103 races, and 89 of those candidates won. That's an 84% success rate. The Democrats in our party, going with you said, are selectively picking and choosing just a few of those endorsements to make it look bad. The facts are never on their side. Tell them how much money you guys left all the GOP administration, Hope and Dave, well over $100,000. When Dave came into office, KGB left him in debt. And then Charlene says, Hope is a queen warrior. I submit that the Colorado GOP SCC reorg was all about the 2026 governor race. The Democrats had to keep the Republicans in the unconstitutional open primary so they can saddle us with a Democrat-like candidate that the Democrats then can easily defeat in the 2026 election. And then
I guess I don't agree with that one. The Republicans and Bennett will crush them.
Well, that's what they're saying. They'll lose in the general. They're going to have.
Well, they're going to lose in the general no matter who they nominate, in part because of
gymnastic
balloting and everything else. The Democrats have already in their pocket the governorship for 4 more years.
And then from Charlene, so many rhinos on social media lamenting the Democrats ignoring the part they played over the years, turning the state blue. Well, I wanted to talk then here about. I just put it this way, Barb Kirkmeyer, who has made no bones about it, she passed a law, or tried to pass a law that would have gotten rid of the assembly process through which Republicans can elect candidates, right? She wants it all to be pay to play, where basically you have to pay to collect signatures
And
and
then you never have to make a speech. You just put your advertising gurus on it and just sit back and go to sleep.
Right, and there's no room for grassroots candidates. She's been open about it. At least I'll give her that, right? But she's so, and I won't get into the Byzantine,
Byzantine is the right word.
well, yeah, of the vacancy. So the Denver Post had a big story. The Democrats play politics all the time with vacancy committees, right? They elect somebody, that person then quits, and then the Democrats just put the next person in. That way, no one ever actually gets elected, and that's
And
how.
there's never an open seat that
Yeah,
way.
there's never an open seat. So they got a little bit of pressure. So the Democrats are trying to pass an enormously complicated vacancy committee law. And a lot of the Democrats don't like this. So Barb Kirkmeyer struck a deal with the
And
devil.
Rose Puglisi.
And Rose Puglisi struck a deal with the devil, saying they would give the Democrats Republican support on this crazy vacancy committee bill if they would let Barb Kirkmeyer insert sort of this unrelated clause into the new
Right.
law that essentially makes it impossible for Republicans to vote to opt out of the open
They
primary.
made it close to impossible.
Yeah.
The problem was it got to be such a popular issue that there were a lot of people showing up because basically they said you had to have 75% of the membership, and membership included members who weren't there. So if you got at a meeting 74%, which is a good percentage, you couldn't possibly, if you got 100%, it still wouldn't work because you
It's
need 75.
and that's what the lawsuit, the opt-out lawsuit in part, or the open primary lawsuit is in part saying that the law intentionally set an unconstitutionally high standard you could never reach. But because it was gaining traction, the
Right.
rhinos in the party have become terrified about it. So again, Barb Kirkmeyer, very sneakily, you read it, it's HB 25-1315, and it's lengthy and it's convoluted, but you get down to section three. There's just this little teeny paragraph where basically what she does is she inserts this and to change the law so that if a party decided, say the Republicans decided they wanted to hold a vote to opt out of the open primary, number one, anybody who didn't show up was considered a we want to stay in the open primary vote, whatever their actual thinking was, and they would not allow any proxies, which
But not having proxies, it meant that anybody who didn't show up couldn't record which way they wanted to do it, and therefore theirs would be deemed a no. So almost impossible became impossible.
right. I mean, because it was unconstitutional before, it's really unconstitutional now. And she just did this sneaky. And I know there's a lot of talk going on, and that's why we wanted to bring it up. There's a lot of talk going on about the vacancy committee and PCPs and things like that. And I know we're getting into the weeds, but this here is really, and as you and Hope pointed out, what the rhinos and the uniparty establishment people really want to do is to kill what was a growing push by Republicans to, as you say, liberate the primary and go back to a system where you had to be a Republican to vote in the Republican primary. They don't want that. They want it controlled by the deep pocket donors and the Democrats who will meddle with their dark money. And that way, their handpicked, paid and bought for candidates will win. I mean, that's what this is all about. Barb Kirkmeyer sneaks this in, and nobody's talking about it but us.
Right,
Um,
right.
and, and because they don't want to talk about it, right? And that's some of this other stuff that Britta is doing. This whole new leadership was elected so, well, not solely, but largely to kill any talk or any ability for Republicans to go back to a primary system where you have to be a Republican to vote in the Republican primary.
Right, that's the one. They want to make it an unaffiliated primary. And with Republicans only constituting 20% and unaffiliated 50%, it's no longer a Republican primary.
Yeah.
It is no longer a Republican primary. And you can just look at our candidates. Just look at our legislative candidates.
Joe O'Dea, who said,
Yeah.
well, he wouldn't support President Trump,
Right.
right? I mean, well, hello, what's the point of being a Republican senator if you're saying even before you go in? And here's the thing, too, and I kind of personally think there is a bigger slippery slope here, right? That Let's just look at what they've done to election laws in Colorado. One of the most disturbing things they did was pass the motor voter law, right? So if you go down to the Department of Motor Vehicles and say,
Sure.
hi, you're registered to vote. Now, if you happen to be here illegally, and there are, t I mean, Jenna Griswold sent accidentally 40,000 postcards to people who were not in this country legally, who were not allowed to vote, urging them to vote. So we know there are at least 40,000 on there, right? I mean, there are thousands and thousands. So they pass a motor voter law, right? Then they just passed another law this year that said you don't even have to wait to get before you at least had to wait before you could get an ID. Now you can go down and get an ID. And again, once you get an ID, you're automatically enrolled and registered to vote in Colorado and you get a ballot, unless you call them and say, oh, I'm here illegally, so don't send me a ballot. So we've got that going on. Then you have the open primary, which was pushed by Kent Theory, right?
Sure.
You had Kent Theory this year try to put the ranked choice voting in the jungle primaries in. He lost, but he said, I will be back. This is a fundamental effort to drastically change the way candidates are elected in Colorado and around the country and make it all pay to play so that the bought and paid for candidates
Another
win,
rich.
and the exactly and the rich win. And this whole thing is just their pieces of it and
Well,
the
you know. Mail ballot, ballot harvesting, all of it is just one thing. And the Republicans, the Barb Kirkmeyers, never object to any of those rules. They come through and they're
Right.
just silent on them because they're really, they acknowledge deep down that they just want one party and that's Democrats. Now, they'll be like Ted Trimm said, we want a healthy two-party system. And
That we always win.
That's basically what the Harlem Globetrotters did.
Right.
We'd have the Washington Generals because you have to have something. Even this old Soviet Union would hold elections, right,
Right.
to make people feel good. But you couldn't possibly win on them. And that's what the Democrats want in Colorado. And that's what Bob Kirkmeyer wants. I'm the queen of sleaze.
Well, and it's not just the Democrats. It's even beyond them. It's the global. I mean, I
Well,
know
yeah, the
you sound
party.
like I'm crazy, but this is what
Oh,
they're.
you are.
It's the global elites that want this because look what the pesky grassroots have accomplished. Donald Trump is setting the entire world on its ear with his trade talk,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And that, in the media, everybody's like, oh, the stock market boom. Well, the stock market's up. Guess what? Donald Trump paused the tariffs today because 75 of the countries said, okay, we'll negotiate with you. And Donald Trump said, good, that's good. China said, we won't. Donald Trump said, no, 125% tariff. I mean,
Well, do you have that thing
yeah, we'll
with
play
the
that in a second.
okay?
But that's what they really want. This is the global elites. And I know you're saying, oh, Julie, you've been reading too many conspiracy books. But that is the ultimate thing, right? They want to control us. And they want to tell us what's good for us. They want to tell us what we can read, what we can eat, what we can drive,
What we can think.
what we can think. And they want to censor us. And they're doing in Europe now, jail us if we say, we don't go in with the correct speech. I mean, and the way you do that to start is you control the elections,
Yeah.
and that's all part and pieces of this. And they don't want anyone talking about it. Jim says what's needed is a gubernatorial candidate who, realizing they will probably lose, speaks only the truth loudly and consistently to give all the voters something to think about for the future. That's a good point.
The
Not
problem with
jousting.
the point is they'll never get their message out. No, they won't. Carl Clark won't let it get out. Rocky Mountain
The
Voice
point
won't
of his
forget.
crazies. Yeah.
Yeah, he that message will. There'll be no.
We'll get it out.
We'll get it out. The Chuck and Julie Show will be your only point of decent journalism.
Well, and so we can play that better. And actually, we're switching gears now, but I do want to talk about the tariffs because Trump, I mean, he played it beautifully. I mean, it is one of those things. They need us more than we need them. And any manufacturing that comes back to this country is going to be good for us. And the other countries are like, well, wait, if it's like Vietnam, right? It's like they make all their Nike stuff there. It's like if Nike can't sell its stuff in the United States, they're screwed. So they've all come to the negotiating table, right? Except China. And everyone's Kevin O'Leary from the Shark Tank had a great quote on China. And he said, it's about time somebody played hardball with them. So, Doug, if we could please play the Kevin O'Leary soundbite.
Tariffs on China are not enough. I'm advocating 400%. I do business in China. They don't play by the rules. They've been in the WTO for decades. They have never abided by any of the rules they agreed to when they came in for decades. They cheat, they steal IP. I can't litigate in their courts. They take product, technology, they steal it, they manufacture it, and sell it back here.
Can
Never has an
Americans
administration.
withstand 400% tariffs? What would
I
that look
want
like?
Xi on an airplane to Washington to level the playing field. This is not about tariffs anymore. Nobody has taken on China yet, not the Europeans, no administration for decades. As someone who actually does business there, I've had enough. I speak for millions of Americans who have IP that have been stolen by the Chinese. I have nothing against the Chinese people. They brought great literacy, art, and tech to the world. The government cheats and steals, and finally, an administration, you may not like Trump, you may not like his style or his rhetoric, finally, an administration that puts up and says enough.
Yeah, exactly. And from Charlene, isn't it the American oligarchs manufacturing China that don't want reciprocal tariffs? Yeah. I mean, why would you not want what's fair is fair, right? It's a crazy thing. But again, it takes somebody like Trump to stand up, and that's what they're fighting about. I mean, and in the end, that's all that they're trying to do is to protect that, right, at our expense. One other thing before we go, and this is just something kind of funny to leave you with. I love this. So Carolyn Leavitt, the new press secretary, apparently some of the media are annoyed that she's not responding to all of their emails. And she said, well, we here at the White House, we don't respond to emails that come from reporters with pronouns in their signature line. I mean, is anything more stupid, right? Who puts pronouns in your signature? I mean, that is just, I know, but that's just virtue signaling that makes you throw up a little bit in your mouth, you know. But anyway, she said they're not responding to emails from reporters who put pronouns in their signature line because, she says, that shows that they ignore scientific realities and therefore ignore
That's
the truth.
Right.
It's true. Like, so if you're having somebody who doesn't have, I'm not even going to respond because I already know they're an idiot. So there's no point.
Yeah, no, it's great stuff. This is, you know, there has to be something where when they virtue signal, go, great, but we're not going to pay any attention to you.
Right, exactly. And from Charlene, not just the Chinese government, but the Western oligarchs that don't want reciprocal tariffs. Yeah, exactly. And then Jim Jackson, Trump uses tweets and hyperbole to get attention and then shows his real position. I mean, I think it's kind of funny. He's still trolling them about 2028, right? He's like, oh, I don't know. And then from Charlene, that was great. Leavitt, she's quick. It is.
She is the best Secretary of State ever.
In the history
ever.
Of the universe.
I mean, I must admit, Trump has gone and gotten just from, you know, pretty good with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And then what was the one we liked so much we had on the program? Kayleigh McEnany and so forth. But oh my God, this woman.
No, she's good and she's quick. And the thing is, and she's like, she's happy to draw first blood. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you can.
And she's doing all, I mean, she's just incredible. She, you know, during the campaign, doing all of this, and she was a campaign spokesperson, so she had a kid.
Right.
I mean, unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Talk about poor Brittany Pederson from Colorado saying, I need to be able to vote. How many times do we think Brittany Pederson would be like, her kid could be in college, and to be like, oh, my kid is sick, so I can't go to Washington, D.C. I have to stay here in Cancun and vote by proxy, right? As she and her husband break in millions from Democrat NGOs. I mean, I was a working mother. I couldn't tell the TV station, oh, I'm just going to send in my report by proxy. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if you don't want to do it, and I get, you may want to stay home with the kid, then don't run for Congress. It's like, you knew, you know, so I think that's the most, I'm glad they got rid of that, right? You get maternity leave. You don't get to say every time you don't feel like going into work, which we know what the Democrats, how they would work with that, oh, I can vote by proxy. So stand up and, or quit, get another job. So anyway, great for them.
Yeah, good all around. I mean, it's just, everything is being shaken up. Everything is turning over. Hopefully they'll cut off all the Ivy Leagues from any research grants. And DOGE is going to, you know, have you always ever wondered when they say, okay, we're going to have all this wonderful things for this cancer center for children? Well, what are those people doing? What exactly, year after year after year, decade after decade after decade, are they actually doing? You know, if they did nothing, if they did absolutely nothing, what would be the result?
Right.
Who's looking over and saying, well, this research sucks. I mean, you didn't do anything, right? None.
No.
The idea that, you know, you'll give it to cancer.
Oh, and some of this stuff is coming out about climate, too. We should talk about that on Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, we have to go.
Hey, you out there.
Hey, we have to go now. That will do it for us. But we will be back. Who knows what will happen between now and then. But it's Party Friday, so we'll see everybody then.
Take care.
Bye, everybody on Zoom.
All right, we got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Doc.
So many of the functions here are changing. It's just shocking because we have so many updates occurring, but all went smooth. I might have the video showing a little bit longer than I wanted, at least the visual on the video.
No, that was perfect. That was just fine. You guys do a great job. So thanks.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye.